We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here on the 15th of May, 2010, we're going to be visiting with Bob Chapman. He's waiting in the wings here in just a moment. First, I wanted to run down this list. I took some notes here this morning of some of the articles I've been collecting over this British Petroleum oil rig explosion and the subsequent gushing oil leak. Calling it a leak is almost it's almost laughable to call it a leak. It's more like a geyser, ladies and gentlemen, the amount of oil that's entering the Gulf right now. One of the things, and I'll just run down this list, and I don't want to believe that they did this, but ladies and gentlemen, you know, some of the things, you know, and I try to lean toward not believing that it's a conspiracy, but there are some things that I have to question here. For one thing, the U.S. allowed the drilling, and all of this is documentable, folks. I've got all this stuff from mainstream news publications. The U.S. allowed the drilling without the required permits. There were no environmental impact studies that were ever done. There were 3 days after the leaks started. This is kind of interesting. The chief of staff of the Interior Department, Tom Strickland is his name, after he learned of this thing, did he rush right to the Gulf? No, he went whitewater rafting with his wife in the Grand Canyon. That was reported by ABC News May 5th. Keep in mind, the Interior Department is charged with coordinating federal response to Gulf oil spills, and he got out of Dodge. They had a plan that they put in place in 1994 called the In-Situ Burn Plan. They didn't, it was designed to do just that, to respond to major oil spills. It's a plan which called for the use of fire booms to burn off the oil. And it was said that, you know, Alabama Live reported on May 3rd that despite the plan, not a single fire boom was on hand in the Gulf. And they said that if they had these fire booms on hand, they could have contained the oil, you know, maybe prevented it from getting to shore. Okay, ABC News reported on May 11th, 2010, the U.S. Coast Guard conducted operations in the Gulf, simulating a major oil spill and practicing the federal response to it. And we've seen over and over again when things, you know, a lot of times these drills take place and the drill ends up being a live event. That happened on 9/11. Anyway, in 2002, there was a similar practice run, which ABC describes as eerily similar to the current disaster. A lack of experience, poor communications, conflicting roles, and a need for new technology was cited at that time, yet none of the recommendations were ever put into place. I have a few more of these points, and then we'll bring up Bob Chapman. Stay with us as Govern America continues.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, Bob Chapman waiting in the wings. We're going to be bringing him up here in just a moment. I have a few of these, few more of these points about the oil gushing that's going on right now in the Gulf. Before the break, I mentioned that the ABC News reported on May 11th that they were conducting, 3 weeks prior to this event, they were having an operation in the Gulf simulating an oil spill, ladies and gentlemen. Supposedly, rehearsing what the federal response would be to such a disaster. And yet we didn't have a single fire boom there in the Gulf at the time that this thing occurred. We had the secretary of the chief of staff of the Interior Department. 3 days after finding out this thing happened, he left and went to the Grand Canyon with his wife to go whitewater rafting. Then we have OpenSecrets.org reporting on April 30th. That BP, of course, you know, they're a heavy hitter when it comes to campaign finance donations. They contributed $500,000 to federal candidates in 08, which included $71,000 to Barack Obama. In 09, they spent $16 million in lobbying Congress. In the first quarter of this year, they spent $3.53 million on lobbying and are ranked second behind ConocoPhillips among all oil and gas industry interests. So will anything come of this, ladies and gentlemen? You better believe something will. But the appropriate people. Anyway, I'm going to finish this list. AP reported on May 11th that workers aboard the rig were told that they had to sign statements that they weren't hurt and they didn't witness the explosion. They were told they couldn't go home unless they signed the statements. That was according to their lawyers. BP refused to release video of the gushing oil until 23 days afterward, under pressure from the media organization. After repeatedly being pressured to release the video, they finally did and claimed no one asked for the video. We're approaching hurricane season. What's going to happen when the hurricanes start, folks? Then we have other things going on. We have statements that Goldman Sachs shorted the Gulf of Mexico. I'm not sure what to make of that. That initial story came out from a comedian. There are other people who say that they looked into that. I think Dr. True Ott claims that actually that spoof, that satire story, inspired him to go check it out and look and see. And he says that in fact, there were things that happened, financial transactions that happened. I don't know if Bob Chapman knows anything about that or not. Maybe we can get his take on it if he has one. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and bring up Bob Chapman. He is the author of The International Forecaster. You can get to his website at theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, welcome back to Govern America.
Well, thank you very much. It's very nice to be here. And you've done quite a bit of work and research on some of the things that have come out of the disastrous oil spill in the Gulf.
Yeah,
I think you're absolutely right. There's a lot of room here to ask a lot of questions. And it seems that BP and government don't want to answer anything. And so it's got all the earmarks of another black flag operation, another distortion in order to keep people's minds off of the failing economic and financial system.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if you know anything about this Goldman Sachs shorting certain financial things and pertaining to the Gulf of Mexico. I don't know if, have you looked into that at all?
Yeah, it's true.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, I've read a report by another investigative reporter that said they did just that.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything from the company or seen anything, but they don't have to answer anything. And especially about their trading activity. I was on Wall Street for 28 years, so unless the SEC asks them to do something or say something or the Department of Justice, they're not going to tell you anything unless they want to.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing, but it would be something that they would do. But why would they do it, you know, the day before they had this accident, so to speak? You know,
exactly.
It implies an insider
knowledge and a precursor to what was going to come. I want to talk a little bit about the timing of this whole thing, too. You know, I mean, we just had this Goldman, quote-unquote, investigation by Congress. It seems like the timing of an oil spill like that, you know, is, like you said, it's designed almost to distract the people from the financial situation, even as Greece is distracting the media and everybody out there from focusing on what was the declining dollar.
Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. There's Goldman Sachs, which I find very unusual that they would be charged civilly in a criminal matter. I see that J.P. Morgan Chase at the same time is under investigation by the SEC and the Justice Department, which would be a criminal proceeding if they were to proceed. I see that we have all this turmoil going on in Europe, which is financial and economic, particularly financial. What they're doing there, which we can get into later if you want, they're bailing out the banks in Europe with a European TARP plan, the same as what they had in the United States. But I think the two most important objectives was to distract from the ongoing hearings and meetings in the Senate regarding the doing away with two big-to-fail banks. In other words, breaking up the big banks. Because the big banks and the Federal Reserve Those big banks own the Fed. They don't want that to happen. And I think it was a red herring from the very beginning anyway, because Paul Volcker, who's a CFR member of Trilat, he was behind that. And so I don't think that thing ever had a chance of passing, period. But the other matter was the auditing of the Fed. And they've gutted that bill and thrown a bone to the people who put the legislation through the House, which is Ron Paul and Mr. Grayson. And they'll admit to one audit, and you can't do anything else. And
well,
they can hide everything.
Yeah, I don't think we could ever expect, even if they passed the legislation, any real secrets to come out, you know, because these people are so smug and so arrogant. You know, I'm sure anything that they had that could be released would be shredded, wouldn't it?
Well, we don't know, but that's a possibility. But when you end that avenue, all you have left is this electoral process in the fall. The unseating of all the incumbents except a handful. And if America doesn't accomplish that, their ability to access power within the system is permanently dead. And the game's over.
Yeah.
And you've got high unemployment. You get jobs that are still flowing out of the country under free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. You have a strangulation of lending at the small business level and medium even, and those are the people who create 80% of our jobs. So there's no hope that, except for the creation of federal government jobs, that employment will ever get any better.
That's right.
And I think we're looking into the future with a credit crisis hasn't ended. Now they got a crisis in Europe. We're looking at much higher unemployment in the United States and much, much higher employment in Europe.
Yeah. Before we get to Europe, I want to talk a little bit about the, you know, a week before this past Thursday, there was a near 1,000-point plunge in the market. And it just, I guess, just about as quick as it plunged, it rebounded. There was a lot of speculation in the media about what caused the initial plunge and then how it recovered so rapidly. Did we have the plunge protection team involved in that? What do we know about that whole incident?
Well, we know very little. We know that the SEC and the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, both government agencies, went to Congress and said, we don't know. I spent 28 years in Wall Street. I own my own brokerage firm. They do know. They lied. Congress doesn't care because they're all getting paid off. And who did it? Goldman Sachs and the government. Simple as that. There may have been other firms involved, like J.P. Morgan Chase or HSBC, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank. These are the leaders among the Illuminati. And we'll never know exactly unless the agencies tell us, and they won't tell us because they're covering it up like they covered up Madoff and goodness knows how many other things. And the agencies don't like me very well because I've written about them and their incompetence and being owned by Wall Street and banking for years. And so I've been harassed since 1967 by them. And by other government agencies as well. I've been doing this for 50 years, and I made a lot of people in government and business unhappy by telling people the truth.
Yep.
And so the bottom line is it was deliberately created for the same reason the oil spill was. And in this meatball deal in New York City of this so-called Pakistani terrorist, the cell he belonged to in Pakistan was set up and funded by the Central Intelligence Agency.
That's absolutely right.
Another phony baloney deal.
Yes, it is. Hey, let's take another break. When we come back, we can talk about some other things. Folks, our guest is Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll be back in a moment.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
And we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, your phone calls are certainly welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, Bob, I want to get to Europe. And I understand that the Federal Reserve just announced that it's going to create unlimited dollars. It's going to continue to ramp up the inflation machine. And basically now the American people, through inflation and the declining of our dollar value, we're going to end up bailing out Greece and, you know, I guess all these other pig countries in Europe and probably followed by the UK. And, you know, I mean, at a time when we're all half, as you've already pointed out, we're unemployed. We've lost our jobs. We're losing our homes. And yet we're expected to keep giving and giving and giving. I don't know what to think about this other than, you know, the only word that comes to mind is criminal. What are your thoughts on
the announcement you're talking about? When did it come and what did it pertain to?
Well, from what I've read in Money and Markets, and they were talking about the Federal Reserve announced that it's going to create, it's going to actually create money. And they didn't even put a price tag at the amount on it. They said unlimited dollars to bail out Greece, and specifically, I believe.
All right. I think I know what they were referring to.
Mm-hmm.
From February to February of this year, they had a facility which was called a swap facility. And it ended up $583.1 billion, was printed from out of thin air, and given to five other country central banks, who in turn gave foreign countries currencies to the Federal Reserve. That was later expanded to 14 total countries, as we find out after the program ended. But we didn't know that while the program was on, that there were more than five countries involved.
Mm-hmm.
The Fed took the foreign currencies and went into the market and suppressed the values of those currencies by selling them, making the dollar artificially go up. On the other hand, the recipients of the dollars took them and went to U.S. Treasury auctions, and they purchased treasuries so that the treasury market wouldn't collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and the Fed won't admit to this, but the Fed bought 80% of the auctions for the entire year, and this year they've still bought about 75%, and they're not telling you that either. The Fed and our government and Wall Street lie about everything. So you have to back into everything that they're doing. And sometimes you can't prove it, just like our conversation about oil and Times Square and all of these other black flag operations that have gone on. You have to assume that the government's guilty because they either won't tell you or they're lying.
All right.
I mean, they want us to believe that somebody pushed the wrong button. And this was official announcement by government. Pushed the wrong button, and instead of millions of dollars worth of Procter & Gamble and other stocks to be sold, it was billions, which is absolutely impossible. But getting back to the money, and they are initiating another program like that. They haven't put a cap on the number of dollars. It could be trillions for all we know. And so whoever wrote the article is correct. I've been writing the same thing. Which, incidentally, are you getting the forecaster?
Actually, go to your website and read the...
No, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
So that'll be the end of that. You'll get it twice a week. But the point here is that you're right. The article's right. They are creating another entity which will spew out money that comes from out of thin air indefinitely to keep Europe afloat, so to speak. They did this 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, when the bottom was falling out of the credit market. Number one, to support the banking system in their lending to one another. None of the banks wanted to lend to one another because they didn't know what they had in the balance sheet because all the bankers were lying to each other. We have the same situation again now as well. LIBOR rates, that's what they're called. London Interbank Rate, or something like that. And I track them every day. And they get up to 5.625%, and now they're about 0.43%, and they're starting to climb because banks are afraid, again, that the holdings of other banks that are borrowing from them might not be there.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve did this before. They didn't tell anybody about it. They're going to do it again. And so what are we talking about? Just from the Fed, at least $1 trillion. And then the Europeans have their own plan, of which the U.S. participates in via the IMF. That'll cost the American taxpayer $60 to $65 billion per $1 trillion.
You know, we're getting to the point where, I mean, I don't know who's going to pay for all this because...
Well, nobody is.
We
the whole thing's going down.
Yeah.
And so the question comes up, how do you protect yourself? You buy gold and silver-related assets. It's the only safe place to be.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. There are no other answers.
All right, let's take another break. When we come back, we can talk a little bit more about the sovereign debt crisis and everything. Stay with us, folks. With Bob Chapman, this is Govern America. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have returned. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting with Bob Chapman. He's with the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can go and read his newsletters there on his website, and very valuable information. He has insight that I don't think that you can really find anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. I think that what he has written here, you know, you can find out the best analysis I think that anybody has about what's really going on in the financial world is on the International Forecaster. And so that's why I highly recommend going there and seeing what he has there. But anyway, we're talking about the pending economic disaster that's already underway right now. And Bob, I want to come back to the bond market. What's really going on there? Because, you know, U.S. Treasury auctions, they're having a harder and harder time all the time selling their debt, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And the agencies are in the same category, which is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, and FHA. And people don't want to buy the paper because two of them are bankrupt and the other two will be bankrupt. And so you've got this very difficult situation for government. And I mean, this year alone, the federal government's going to have to raise almost $200 billion And that's quite a bit of change. And that's why the Fed has been in the market. And, of course, every time the Fed creates money and credit and uses it in Europe or to buy treasuries or to stimulate the economy, they do two things. Number one, they do things that people don't understand, and they create inflation. In fact, it's the only force in America that can create inflation. All the other things that you see in prices of goods are all a reflection of what the Fed does.
Mm-hmm.
And so the inflation is going to get precipitously worse. Especially
we're already seeing that, aren't we?
Yeah. The real inflation right now is about 8%, and official inflation is 2.5 to 3. 2 years ago, real inflation was 14%, and the government admitted to 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it goes. Again, the government can't help itself. They're just criminally inclined. And so you have this ongoing thirst for money by the Treasury Department. And incidentally, you're not going to see the tax cuts that were put in by the last administration renewed. In other words, taxes are going up in America. And are they going to go up quite a bit? And so you best get ready for that. People are squeezed now. It's going to be even worse.
Well, you know, I think really if people want a glimpse of what's going to be happening here, all we have to do is look across the pond, you know, and all these austerity measures that have been put into place in Greece under the condition of the IMF loans and everything, and, of course, the U.S. government giving Greece money as well in addition to the inflation. It's just amazing. You know, anything that you see going on in the way of congressional investigations, congressional hearings, these clowns are always holding these hearings and nothing ever gets done. And I'm sure that all of this is just look good moves on the part of these Congress critters. They're putting on a show for the American people in an election year to try to convince people, con people into believing that they're actually doing something when they're not. How can we expect anything to change when Congress is in the pocket of the bankers?
Well, you can't, and you can't have austerity and at the same time have a recovery. They're anti-theoretical to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop and think about it for a minute. Cities and towns and states are cutting back. We get 22.38% on real unemployment, and we have a continuing pipeline of jobs being shipped overseas, and they want to raise taxes so they can spend more money, and at the same time they want to use that money to control you by changing the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken away most of your freedoms, and they're going to continue to do that. And if you can't stop them, it'll lead to revolution in the United States.
You know,
that's exactly what's going to happen in Greece.
You know, one of the things that I got Rahm Emanuel's book, and he devotes a whole chapter in his book, chapter 7. His book is called The Plan. I don't know if you've ever read it or not. He says, "The Big Ideas for Change in America." And it's Rahm Emanuel and Bruce Reed. And chapter 7 deals with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Universal Retirement Savings. And he's got a whole chapter in here dealing with universal retirement. You know, and this is something I know that you've talked about a lot in the past. You know, having a national retirement system where everybody is in retirement, controlled by the government, you know, what do you think of those people? And I know you're an advocate of gold and silver and the precious metals. A lot of people have money tied up in their retirement, which on paper is invested in precious metals. That's not really good enough, is it?
Well, it may turn out that it might be that way. We don't know yet. We don't know whether government will do anything, but the program that they're talking about was instituted by the Rockefellers back in 1980, and it started to come into its own and come up into the open in 1995-6. And what they want to do, and they knew this was coming because this is the way they planned it. The whole plan is for world government.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to finance the government, which is having trouble getting money, and which is understandable, they would access retirement plan funds, trillions.
Mm-hmm.
And they proposed a few things. Number one, a mandatory plan where they would take over the retirement and give you a guaranteed annuity. I don't think they'll do that, at least not at the beginning, if they do anything at all. The second thing is they might institute a deduction from your gross pay to go into a plan, say something like 5%, go into a plan which would guarantee you an annuity. And this is the same thing we saw in passed in June of 1934 by FDR, which gave us Social Security, which he and every other president since has looted. There's no money there. There's no nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's plan number two. Plan number three is for you to voluntarily exchange part of your retirement with the government, and they would collateralize their debt with that. In other words, they issue bonds saying this bond is backed by the collateral of American citizens, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll choose that one. That's the one I think they'll go after. The minute they do it, you've got to get out of any retirement plan that you have.
Yeah.
Now, the some retirement plans you can access. The old-time ones. There's
yep.
some, like the 401Ks, some companies will let you borrow against it,
mm-hmm.
and anywhere between 20% and 70%.
Yep.
And that would be a way of getting your money out. But the only place to go with it is gold and silver-related assets. There isn't any other place.
Yeah. I want to go to the phone lines. By the way, folks, if you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go back to Tennessee and talk to John. John, good morning. Hello, John. Are you there? Okay, apparently we lost John. All right. Uh-oh, we lost Bob, too? Okay, well, folks, I'm assuming I'm still on the air. We got apparently gremlins in the phone lines today. I don't know, just some days it just sort of works out like that. But I want to, while we're trying to get Bob back, share a little quote from his newsletter here. He quotes John Williams as saying, the annual operating shortfall is running between $4 and $5 trillion, not $500 billion as we saw before the crisis, or the $1.4 trillion that they announced for fiscal year 2009. Now, to put that into perspective, if the government wanted to balance its deficit on the GAAP basis for a year, and it seized all personal income and corporate profits, taxing everything 100%, it would still be in a deficit. So what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen, is just an absolute complete debt. That's all there is debt. And there doesn't seem to be any recognition whatsoever on the part of these congressmen and women to turn anything around. It's just business as usual. Spend, tax, tax, spend, you know, and this is the way it goes. One of the other things that he says in here, Bob Chetman, that is, he says, the latest Greek tragedy continues to leave carnage in its wake. Some 30% of the intended Greek bailout financing will come from the IMF, of which U.S. taxpayers will pay 40%. This has been done to subsidize European countries and banks, which are holding Greek bonds, a deal obviously worked out in the back room by fellow Illuminists. Needless to say, Americans should be outraged. The Greek populace in general probably has little intention of paying back these loans. Who can blame them? The politicians and the bankers lied to them. telling them that they were just fine when they were not just fine. No one told them about successive governments and Goldman Sachs that were cooking the books. He says, well, we do see one thing in the future, and that is that the Illuminists are losing their grip on total control. The information being dispersed over the Internet and talk radio is exposing more and more of what they are up to. At least at this time, things are going very badly for the elitists, especially in Greece. He says these are the type of things that led up to the French Revolution in 1789, during which some 300,000 elitists lost their heads. We have mentioned these similarities a number of times, particularly on radio. There are now, then as now, the same type of elitists ran things. Then it was a corrupt aristocracy. Today, it is those who believe that they are masters of the universe and plan to give us world government. We are quite sure that the end result this time, worldwide, will be far more extensive. Today, you can run, but you cannot hide. Do we have Bob back, Manny? Okay. I don't know what's going on, Bob.
I'm persistent.
I don't know what's going on. We've been having gremlins in the system all morning. But, you know, I don't know if you heard what some of the things I was reading. I was sharing a little bit from your newsletter here. One of the things that you said was that the Illuminists are losing their grip on total control. You mentioned Internet and talk radio, but you said that things aren't going as well as they want to go in Greece. What do you mean by that?
What they wanted to do in Europe is bring all of the countries in Europe and outside Europe into essentially bankruptcy simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And they would devalue their currencies, and then they would have debt default multilaterally. Well, that's what Greece was all about. They were the poster child. Incidentally, I did a radio, a television, and a program in Athens, actually, and they all went worldwide. And I also did an interview, which was front page in the largest newspaper in the country. And Greece had been in trouble for years. They should have never gone into the EU, the Eurozone, but the Germans and the French were talked into it, but they knew that they didn't qualify, and Italy didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was that over the ensuing years, the Greek governments continued to spend money they didn't have, and they would hide it. They had two sets of books, and it's not just one government, it was several. And now today, it's been discovered by the Greek people that they were lied to, that there was this chicanery going on, and that the bankers all knew about it, and so didn't the Eurozone and the EU, and of course Goldman Sachs, who helped them cook the books.
Mm-hmm.
So the Greeks have said, no, it's not our fault, we didn't do that, we were lied to, so why should we pay the bankers? See, this is another banker bailout is what it is. It's trillions of dollars. It's to pay the interest on the bonds that the banks hold.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks made the money up out of thin air that they lent to Greece. And it was imprudent because they never should have lent that money to Greece. And the reason why they should not have is that Greece didn't qualify to borrow that money. And they knew that. So it's the banker's fault. The Greeks refuse to pay it, and that's why they're still demonstrating and rioting, and it's not going to stop until a civil war or a revolution. I don't know which, probably more like a revolution. And the same thing's going to happen in America, and the other pig states are pig countries in Europe,
mm-hmm.
and a lot more besides that. And something that I don't think anybody's anticipated yet, the election last Saturday, and the North Rhine-Westphalia section of Germany, which is the Ruhr Valley, which is around Köln, which is called Cologne in English, the CDU was defeated. CDU is the government that's in power, and the person who leads that party is Mrs. Merkel, the Christian Democratic Union. And they've just lost, because of that loss, their control of the Bundesrat, which is the House of Representatives. Now, the Germans only have 8.2% unemployment right now, and that'll probably last through the remainder of the year. After that, the unemployment's going to go up quite quickly all over Europe, unless they pour gazillions of dollars into the system to make it work, like a grand stimulus plan. And this is what the U.S. needs, too, or they're going down the tubes as well. And if they don't add that stimulus, then you're going to have more trouble in Europe, just like you've got in Greece.
It's just a big mess. Let's take another break here, and when we come back, we have a couple of callers, if we can keep them. Stay with us, folks. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Day one, God smiled, gave us all the wisdom of a newborn child. But by the time we...
All right, I want to dispense of the music in the interest of time. We need to hit the ground running here. Bob, real quickly, tell folks about your newsletter, and then I want to try to squeeze in these last two calls.
The International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, social and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email. Runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy for those who are not on the net that goes out twice a month. If you'd like a free introductory copy, you can go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. TheInternational, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And we have a special for those who would like to subscribe on there, and you'll be knocked off your feet by it. It's probably the best thing that's ever happened in the newsletter industry. So if you want to ask a question, we answer everybody. Email bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@inforecaster.com.
All right, very good. All right, let's go to Missouri and talk to Ron. Ron, real quickly here.
Howdy. Bob, you talked about looting the Social Security Fund. Well, I heard a program the other day entitled 42, which runs Social Security. There is no Social Security Fund. It all goes into general revenue.
The government has issued non-negotiable bonds in as much as the government has issued bonds that only they themselves can redeem. And so there's no way to sell them to anybody else.
Did that answer your question, Ron?
Well, not really, because if you read Title 42, I heard a program the other day on Liberty Radio, and the way I understood it is that the Social Security tax goes into general revenue. There is no trust fund. There is no lockbox. There is none of this Social Security, from the way I understand it, doesn't even really have to pay you anything.
Yeah. Well,
first of all, it goes in the general fund. Second, it's a tax, and they don't have to pay you anything. And there is not a trust fund, but there are government-issued bonds that are put away and only can be redeemed by government to continue to keep the program going if they don't have enough revenue income.
Well, we know they don't have enough revenue income.
So that means that they have to create money that they sell in the form of new bonds, which will probably be bought by the Federal Reserve, which makes money up out of thin air in order to fund Social Security, if, in fact, they're going to...
All right. Are you still there, Bob? Okay. Well, folks, I don't know what's going on with the phones today. It's unfortunate that we're having problems with the phones, but I guess that's just the way it is sometimes. I don't know if we're just about out of time anyway, I suppose. I would thank Bob for being with us, but Bob isn't here anymore. Anyway, I'll thank you folks out there for being with us, and I hope you'll join us again next week, and hopefully by then, all the gremlins will be worked out of the system. God bless you folks. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the callers, and we just keep plugging away. Look, folks, we do what we can to survive. Times, we have some very tough times ahead of us. And we just have to recognize that and realize that for what it is. Have food on hand. Whatever you can do to save and invest in precious metals. But above all, have food on hand for your family, firearms, and keep your family safe. I hope you'll spread the word about this network and this broadcast, and pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you, and we'll talk to you next week.
With recent internet.